Edward, are you all right?
What the goddamn hell are you up to, friend? It's past midnight.
I am just breaking a few of my pots, Nesta.
Well, it looks like you broke all of your pots, Edward. That's a shame.
Yeah, well, I can better this way.
That's 3 months of your own work you're stumping on there, friend. All those experimental glazes you was working on. What are we gonna do with this fella, Carol?
I think Edward needs to, I think Edward needs some air. Do you want to walk with me, Edward?
I guess I'll go on to bed now. My work is done.
Carol is right, son. I think you need a bit of mountain air more than you need to sleep right now.
Yeah, come on, Edward. Let's go and have a look at the stars.
All right. Fine. The stars.
Yeah, why don't you show him that old Big Dipper, Carol? You Aussies don't get to see that one too often.
Yeah. What do you say?
It's just another bloody boat.
You were trying something special with those pots you broke, weren't you?
Oh, I was supposed to have a special glaze or a firing technique or something that the mound builder culture used back in prehistory.
The Mississippians?
Yeah. It gives their pots a patina like nothing I've ever seen before. And nobody knows how the bloody Indians did it. I sure as hell had no luck in cracking the secret.
But that's not why you, went on your rampage.
No. No. Joan called me yesterday. The divorce is final. I didn't think I'd care. It's been nearly 2 years. And I didn't. She and I are through, but when I was talking to her, I suddenly had this picture in my head. An image of these kids.
You don't have any children, do you?
No. Thank God, no. But these imaginary kids, they were like 3 or 4 of them. They were standing there, listening to me talk to my ex-wife, to the woman who might have been their mother. They all had their heads bowed at first. And then they turned up their faces to me. And their faces were blank. Just blank.
The children that might have been.
Christ, Carol, look at me. I'm 36. I've barely been scraping by for years throwing pots in search of this perfect vessel that I am never going to make. I've put off having kids, I've put off health insurance, let me tell you. I don't even give a damn about all that middle-class bullshit, but now, I've put off love, it seems, and that does bother me. It bothers the hell out of me.
Edward, Nesta Olanta only asked the best potters to teach here at Piedmont. This place is famous for that. Nesta must see something in your work.
Well, be that as it may, this is an odd way for you to be spending your vacation, Carol.
Oh, well, this isn't my vacation. The museum is paying for my classes here.
So where do you go on your vacations, Carol? Back to Australia?
No. My parents have been dead for a long time, and I'm an American now.
An American? What does that mean?
So, the northern constellations. That one is Orion, the hunter, of course. See it there? The two bright stars are Betelgeuse and Rigel, and that constellation is Lepus.
As in Night of the Lepus?
It's Greek myth, the rabbit. See how Lepus is running from Canis Major, the big dog?
And when the dog catches Lepus, the world will end. We'll all be rabbit stew, eh?
I just want you to remember one constellation, Edward. That one. See the 7 stars all clumped together?
I guess.
Now give me your hand.
All right. Ah, Christ! What the bloody hell? Cut open my palm! What kind of a knife is that?
It's a piece of your own pottery, Edward. I picked it up before we left for our walk. The cut isn't so deep.
Yeah, but why the hell did you do that, Carol? I mean, cut me!
I wanted your attention, Edward. What do you know about me?
You're one of my students this session. You're an archaeologist. And you're quiet. Intense. We've gotten very close this past week, or at least I supposed so.
So you are starting to feel something for me, Edward.
Of course I am. That's part of the reason I had my little episode just now.
But you're not ready yet to begin again.
No. No, not yet.
No, I do me.
Carol!
Ah! Ouch! God damn, that hurts.
What the hell are you doing?
Give me your hand, Edward.
What? My hand? Here.
No, the cut one.
All right, you don't...
Oh, you're not going to get any virus from me, Edward. Just my blood mingled with yours. Now give me your hand. Hold tight.
I'm holding.
Now, what is it called?
What is what called?
The constellation.
Pleiades, the Seven Sisters.
The Pleiades.
I'm warning you, I may still have trouble remembering it.
Then make love to me, Edward. It doesn't have to be anything but this. This one night under the stars.
Pleiades, huh?
Like a swarm of fireflies tangled in a silver braid. Tennyson wrote that about it.
Sorry. There's blood on your blouse. You're just gonna have to put up with that, I'm afraid. You're the one that cut my hand.
I can put up with a little blood, Edward. Yeah. Put your palm to my heart.
It's fast. Like a bird. Are you sure you want this?
Yes. Yes. Welcome to America, Edward. Faster, Edward, come on!
I'm coming, I'm right behind you.
Run, Edward, we can't let it get away.
Yeah, we're gaining on it.
All right, get your spear ready.
I've turned, we've had enough.
No, kill it, Edward. Throw your spear, kill it with me.
All right, go!
We got it. We'll eat soon, Edward. We'll eat and eat and eat.
What the hell just happened?
You fell asleep in the leaves, Edward, after we made love.
I had a dream. We were running. Naked.
Naked?
It was so real. More real than I've ever experienced in a dream. It was so primitive. We killed a wild pig.
So we could eat.
What? How did you know?
It's just a guess.
Look, it was what you said in the dream. We can eat and eat and eat.
Look up at the stars, Edwin. What do you see?
The Pleiades. I saw them in the dream. I remember. I saw them in the dream. We're running beneath the Pleiades, stalking our food, naked beneath the Pleiades, except for our spears.
You really won't forget them, will you?
I'll know those stars like my own name. All right, Nesta, come clean. Where did you get this clay? I mean, I'd heard about it before, but I didn't believe it until I started using it. This is the stuff the gods throw their pots with. I mean, where did you get it?
Oh, there's a place I know.
Don't you have an electric wheel?
Well, I've always been better with a kick wheel. More control. After I figured out how to keep the damn thing going.
But where do you get the clay, Nesta? But it's a secret, eh?
And what'd you do with your hand?
It got cut by a piece of pottery.
So, how'd you make out after that rampage last night?
I made out okay.
The hell you did. I figured you Aussies would eventually hit it off. You know, I'm glad of it, too.
Well, she's not exactly Australian. She's lived all over the world. Her parents were traveling lichen specialists or something.
Traveling lichen specialists?
I don't usually get involved with my students, you know.
Well, hell, you could do worse. I married one of mine. Why don't you throw you a pot while I got the clay prepped and ready?
With this hand?
Well, it'll be good for it. There's healing power in that clay. Set right down here at this wheel.
All right. Give me some of that.
Here you go.
Well, that does feel better. Listen, Nesta. You're Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dream. A very strange dream, right after Carol and I... After we fell asleep down by the creek.
Hold. Wait a minute, son. I ain't no shaman or medicine man or anything like that. I'm a Southern Baptist, for God's sake.
I was there, I tell you. In some kind of ancient fever dream.
So this is sexual, I take it.
Partly, but more than that. Much more.
My friend, I can show you the salt fire techniques of the Cherokee, and I can even help you keep a wood-burning kiln at the right temperature for natural glazes to keep from running. But
you've got no idea what I'm talking about.
I do have one idea, Edward. You and me become friends.
I like to think so.
The Piedmont School winter session's over next week. Are you planning on heading back down under?
There's not much to go back to anymore. Joan got the house and the divorce, and the house is my workshop out back. I haven't got a clue what to do with myself, to tell you the truth.
Well, Dinah and me, we have a cabin on a mountain lake down in northern Alabama.
Alabama?
It's about an hour's drive south of here, down near Tennessee border. The Appalachians have got roots down there, you know. You wondered where my clay comes from?
Nestor Atlanta's famous potter's clay. Smooth as butter wet, hard as alabaster after firing.
There's this cave that's near my cabin. I found that clay in there years ago. Pawned my pickup and an old bass boat to buy the property. It's the most perfect material for throwing I ever worked with.
So, are you going to show me this cave?
I'm going to make you a deal is what I'm going to do. You stay down there till you get your bearings. You're a hell of a fine potter, Edward.
It's very kind, especially coming from you, but... Nesta, I really haven't thrown a pot I'm proud of in ages.
Ah!
I haven't now. Man, there she goes.
Steady hands come from a steady heart.
And this clay, this wonderful clay, you say it's in a cave near this cabin?
Sure is. I'll show you the entrance. Then the rest is up to you.
You really want to do this? You could just let me keep to my downward spiral, eliminate the competition.
That's not the way of a Cherokee man. Or a Baptist man, for that matter. So, you stay at the lake?
I'll stay.
Good. How's that clay feel?
My hand feels a lot better.
Little Carol Verdane decided she wanted you, huh?
That's about the size of it.
I'd hate to be a pile of old bones trying to hide from that young woman. I think she'd dig me right up.
To the left, Edward. Get behind it.
But, Carol, it is a bloody woolly mammoth.
I need to eat, Edward.
It's an elephant. I could not kill an elephant with a spear.
Oh, I heard us. Can't let it get away.
I'm worried about us getting away.
We must get behind it. I'll distract it.
Get behind it and do what?
Use the bone knife. Cut its tendon.
You have got to be joking.
We have to eat it, but now do it. I'm going.
Come on.
Hey, mama. Hey, look here, you beast. Come here. Woo-hoo!
Going to 8. Yeah, hello.
Edward, it's Carol.
Carol, but...
Carol Verdane.
But I thought you were... I thought we were... hunting. I mean,
I'm returning your call, Edward. I was at a curator's conference all week, and I just got back to Cahokia.
Cahokia?
East St. Louis? The mounds. Where I work. You haven't forgotten the name of that constellation, have you, Edward? Is that why you called?
Oh, the Pleiades, of course.
Very good. Now, what did you call me about?
Remember that dream I had? The night when you cut my hand when we made love.
Running through the forest?
Hunting.
Yeah. What about it?
I've been having more of those dreams. A lot more. Almost every night. It's getting so I wake up so tired in the morning because I'm having such a strenuous time in my sleep. Running, hunting.
I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm not exactly sure what you want me to do about it.
I just wanted to ask you. They are so real, Carol. You wouldn't believe how real. Listen. Are you sure you're never. Nothing. It's crazy.
Do I have dreams like that?
Yes! I've never had dreams that I couldn't distinguish from being awake. What did you do to me when you cut my hand? Do you have some kind of blood condition or something? I know you said you didn't, but this is so weird. I think there's got to be some kind of extraordinary explanation or something.
We had a wonderful night together.
But we agreed that it didn't have to go any further. And it probably shouldn't. I know! You would go back to St. Louis after the conference, and I would go wherever. Here, I guess. Yeah. Am I obsessing on you?
You're not obsessing, Edward. At least not in a bad way. I like you very much.
Do you think you could? I know it's asking a lot, but do you think you could come down here this spring? At some point.
It is planting season. That means it's time for my vacation. I always take my vacation at planting season.
So I guess you have plans already.
Let me arrange some things here at the museum. And then I'll see you soon, Edward.
Here's your gin and tonic.
Thank you, Edward.
I can't believe you came down to Alabama.
This lake is wondrous. You have no idea how hectic the museum can get. Is that a bat?
Yeah, they come out every evening about this time. Thousands of them. They feed on the insects over the lake. See?
Yeah.
You can tell they're bats by the way they fly. Like some old man got tangled up in his raincoat.
And now he's falling down the set of stairs. It is a strange kind of grace they have, isn't it? You know, dark against the dark sky, but just enough light to see them.
Well, they live in a cave on the other side of the lake. It's a special cave, actually.
Why special?
Well, that's a secret I'm not supposed to tell.
Ah, so that's where Nestor Olanta gets his famous clay.
Well, I guess it's not such a secret anymore. He left me that canoe tied to the pier there to paddle over to the cave and get the clay, should I ever feel the urge.
So, you haven't figured out the great secret of Mississippian pottery glazes yet, have you?
I haven't had the desire to throw any pots for quite some time.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll go and see that cave.
We will?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow early. We'll take the canoe and go to the source of Nestor's famous pottery clay. What do you say? You want to be my travelling companion?
I'll check my calendar, but I probably don't have any other plans. Back, you!
You got it!
Yeah. Just nicked it, though. Wonder why it attacked. Wolves usually stay away from us when the fire's lit.
Look at the poor thing. It's starving.
Yeah, it smelled the food.
Do you think we should give it some?
Or feed a wolf?
Yeah, we have more than enough. The hunt was good.
I suppose we have some meat to spare.
Let's beat it, then.
Oh, look at that!
Look at the wolf eat!
Oh, well, here, wolf, have some more!
So, in this dream, you and I were feeding a wolf.
Yeah. That was really hungry and stayed with us after that. Oh, yeah, watch that rock there.
Yeah, I see it. So, the wolf became a pet.
Well, I woke up before that, but I think so, yeah.
Domesticated. These dreams of yours are taking a very definite direction.
I thought of that, you know. The progression of prehistoric humanity and all that. I think you and I will domesticate cats next in my dreams.
Perhaps. But I doubt it. Cats were domesticated almost at exactly the same time as the invention of agriculture. But in the old world, not the new.
So, Nesta says to follow this creek back where it enters the main cavern. What? Is that water falling down a hole?
No. Not water.
Bats.
Bats.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, you can smell them now. Oh, this really isn't such a good idea after all.
I don't think they'll bother us.
Yeah, they sure don't like us. Maybe we should respect that.
I think it will be fine.
Oh, you do?
They'll get used to us.
Oh, they will. Are you a, bat expert?
They eat insects, not people, Edward. Come on. I want to check for signs of habitation.
Okay. Signs of habitation. Bah! Ah! Ah, guano.
Let's follow the stream, Edward. This really interests me.
Carol, isn't it dangerous? I mean, we have no idea.
Oh, I think it'll be all right. Follow me.
Carol, we've really got quite a slog to get back out, and the battery's getting low on my flashlight. I really think we ought to maybe think about turning around.
Aha!
What?
I thought we might find something like this.
Oh, my God. These can't be... Do you think they're old? Ancient?
I don't know. Let's have a look.
Black. Two black canoes. Just sitting on a ledge. It's bloody creepy, Carol. I'm sure nobody in modern days comes back this far into the cave, past all those bats. Like, ugh.
Maybe you're right. But here they are.
You don't seem very surprised. What exactly is going on here, Carol? I'm beginning to think... Well, look, I don't know what to think, but I don't like it very much.
They're dugouts. See how fire scorched the gunwales?
Are they... I mean, they must belong to some locals. Fishermen? What kind of wood is that black?
None that I know of.
Well, they definitely are made of wood.
Let's see if they float.
But if these are ancient, doesn't moving them violate some archaeological tenet or something?
Yes! But I'm quite wet. We can travel much faster in them. There now. I want us to go deeper, Edward.
I could go back and get Nestor's canoe and leave these here undisturbed.
Help me with this other one.
All right. Well, what about...
Paddles?
I guess that solves that problem.
Let's get in these canoes and go deeper.
Deeper into what? Carol, you have to tell me what is happening.
I can't explain. Not really. Not until you see for yourself.
You're acting kind of crazy, okay? You see that, don't you? Crazy!
Not the mousy academic you're used to. More like the woman you met that night under the Pleiades, right? Remember that night, Edward?
Yeah, I wish I were back there now, at least outside.
Uh-huh. Do you want to meet that woman again, Edward? Did she make you feel alive?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Well, she is me. So please, trust me. I would like you to trust me.
Well, what have I really got to lose? My life? Well, let's go. Carol. Carol, don't you think this is far enough? The roof of the cave is getting lower. The sides are getting narrower. We could get stuck.
It isn't quite far enough yet.
I don't know about that. Seems plenty far enough for me.
Look, Edward, I know you're getting a bit spooked, but it's only a bit further. Just a bit further.
Anything yet?
Just a little farther.
Carol, the roof is almost to the water.
Lie down in the canoe and push your way along.
You have got to be joking! I'll be trapped like a coffin.
Or like a womb.
This is impossible. Just impossible. I can't raise my head above the sides of the canoe, Carol. I am trapped. I'm getting kind of claustrophobic here, Carol.
Come on, Edward. Keep going. Pull yourself along by pushing against the ceiling. There's just room enough for the canoe to fit. Come on, follow me.
All right.
Follow me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There now. Didn't I tell you it would be all right?
Where are we? Where the hell are we?
This is... Well, I've been here before.
It's... The sun is out, these trees... This is impossible. We can't have gone through the cave. Caves don't go all the way through mountains in the southeast. And the trees and the plants, they are all wrong.
We're somewhere else now, Edward. Some other... When?
A dragonfly! It's a dragonfly! It's the right size. It's the right size.
Of course it's the right size. They frequently are.
Look, I mean, it's not gigantic.
Heavens no. Why would you think so?
This place just feels old. Very old. Paleozoic.
More like the Paleolithic. But not really that either.
No?
I've been coming here every year.
Alone?
Until now, yes. My mother shared it with my father. Her mother shared it with my grandfather. My grandmother was Native American. I guess that's how this place passed down to me. I've wanted to share it with someone for a long time.
Sort of your spring vacation.
Yes. Let's get moving. They're waiting.
Who's they?
Some people I want you to meet. Oh, come on, Edward. We just have to let the stream carry us. Come on, isn't this fun?
Sure, I guess. So far, we are seriously in the realm of dementia, aren't we, Carol?
No, Edward. Remember what I said. Trust me a little further. Things are easier here. Sometimes very easy.
Well, at least we're out of that cave. We don't have to go back that way, do we?
There's another way.
Carol, that is the sun up there, isn't it? We're not on another planet.
It's our sun, Douglas. It's the sun. We've arrived, Edward. Look.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's a village, some kind of primitive village. Isn't it?
Ancient building methods. Pole, grass thatch, birch bark.
And the people, they're...
Indians, Native Americans. Mississippians, Edward. Kloshiwa Nate!
Amteli, Carol Verde! Amteli!
He invites us to beach our canoes, Edward. Come on.
Oh, yes, we're here. Wherever here is.
Oh, yes. We're here. Oh, Amte Lee Hega. It's good to see you again.
Smolan Esetol. Umwe Tola Esetol.
Hega thinks you are greasy, Edward.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh, that's a good thing, by the way. a tall man and very greasy.
Natewa kloshi carol verdin. Yuta!
Ah! Yeah, Hega invites us to a feast in honor of my return. Do you want to go?
Sure.
This way, Edward.
I'm glad somebody knows the way around this delusion.
Oh, come on, Edward. It'll be a wonderful feast. Don't worry. So, what do you think? Good?
Wonderful. This isn't quite corn, is it?
Mm. It's Teosinte, the grandmother of maize.
Huh?
Hega wonders how you like it.
I got that much. How do you say tastes good?
Natte maida.
Natte maida, Hega. Natte berry maida.
Antes lado.
Ah, thanks. Meat.
Antes lado.
Datey says it's rabbit.
Oh, it's delicious rabbit. Natte maida datte.
Vale.
They've begun to escape the feast or famine of the hunter-gatherer cultures. Look over here.
Oh, that thing is huge.
It's a temple mound. About half the men in the village are priests. This place is a center of worship for miles around. The priests have been on top of the mounds all morning, burning cedar incense and praying to their gods.
Well, seems like a good arrangement. The men get to sit around and pray while the women and the old folks do all the work.
Well, the priests don't do this every day. They work in the fields and they hunt. These people are just learning how to cultivate teosinte. Soon it will become maize.
Why are they doing the praying and stuff today? Because we're here?
Because I'm here.
Tondule, lani muta.
This is Bushy, Edward. I definitely wanted you to meet him if you came here.
Well, pleased to meet you.
Bushy is the master potter of the village.
Ah.
Captain Froms, Dushimatai Seshi.
He says he can show you some things you might not know about hand-building a pitcher and, lazing techniques. Mate Sashi?
What's this?
From Sashi Mate.
Something about pottery decoration. Special salts for use before firing. He says to keep it, he's got plenty.
From Sashi Mate.
Just let me put some of this in my pockets and you can show me whatever you want, Bashi, my friend.
Captain from Slushi Matai Seshi.
I'll bet you can, mate. I'll bet you can.
Monai Tumvu Daoshi. Nahoni Bashai Tan Konate.
Come then, he says, let us all go down to the river and he'll show you what he knows of putting a fine glaze on clay. Maybe this is the technique you've been looking for. That's part of the reason I thought you could follow me here. Some part of you wanted very much to find this place, too.
Some part of me wanted to find this place?
Yes.
Now, maybe. Maybe you're right.
There's a way for you to return here. A way to become connected to this place.
What do you mean?
We'll talk about it later.
Tongvu Daoshi Monai.
All right, Bashi, whatever it is you want to show me, I have a feeling it will be something worth learning.
Take advantage of this day, Edward. This place, it is special. My special place I am showing to you.
Thank you for bringing me, Carol.
Yeah, well, let's go and see what Bashi has to show you.
Chipped
to symbols. Not on purpose, though. Just by the world. What do you think they mean?
You're strange, Cross Carol. One me is self-contained academic, and the next to turn into, I don't know, something primordial. Mm. Kind of scary, creepy, and seductive all at the same time.
Well, I've never been so aggressive with a man before, Edward. I lived a pretty lonely life, to tell you the truth. It's like that when you have this secret inside of you.
The secret of how to get to this place.
And the secret of how to leave it.
Tonight was perfect. Mm-hmm. And that night at Piedmont was a wonderful night, Carol. Mm-hmm. Probably prevented me from doing something. Something I didn't want to do. There's a bloody cliff nearby, after all.
Oh, come on, Edward.
No, I mean that. My marriage, my children, a bunch of ugly, ugly pots.
They weren't so ugly.
Well, it's enough to drive a man to a very dark place. I'm glad you're there.
Well, now I've brought you here. For better or worse. Here with me.
It's the pretties up in the sky. Constellations are right. We are on Earth. In the Northern Hemisphere.
Of course we are. In a way.
You can tell me now. Where are we in time?
We're not. As nearly as I can determine.
Then where are we, period?
I think of it as an inversion.
Inversion of what?
Well, truthfully, anything I say is only a guess. I'm an archaeologist, for heaven's sake, a museum administrator, not a cognitive psychologist or a theoretical physicist.
Have you spoken to any theoretical physicists about this place?
No. I'd have to cut their hand, mingle blood, as I did with you.
I have sex with them?
It was your hands, you know? I was watching them the entire week you were teaching us at Piedmont. You say your pots were ugly, but I think you understand what it means to shape the earth, to turn mud and desire into something beautiful. And then you smashed everything you made. Both you and I are in touch with something primitive, Edward. And yet we're perfectly civilized people.
Perfectly civilized people participating in a shared psychotic delusion.
You'll be going back to the other world. The regular world. But tomorrow, you're going to have a choice. It's the same choice I was given. It's the choice of whether or not you wish to come back here.
This all sounds very mystical, Carol.
Well, here's one thing that isn't meant to be mystical at all. This is a goddamn commandment from me to you. When morning comes, do not do anything to interfere with what's happening. No matter how much you want to.
Why? What's going to happen now? We end up on Pluto or the Outer Hebrides in Roman times.
I don't want to tell you. Just promise me.
Oh, come on. How can I promise such a thing?
Promise.
All right. I promise.
And Edward?
Yes?
Stay with me. Stay with me until it's over.
I will. I will stay with you. Don't worry about that. You're the one who knows how to get back home.
Wait up! Wait up!
Carol Verde.
What? What's happening?
Shh. Remember your promise, Edward, and the choice you can make. Right? I'm ready. Batten Kashi, Rindad.
Wait.
What's going on, Carol? You have to tell me.
Just follow Edward. Follow the procession.
What are they saying? What are those women singing?
They're telling me goodbye, Edward. Here we are. Here we are once again.
It's a highway. Asphalt. What the hell is going on? This is US 431, Carol. There's the blasted sign. An American highway sign.
Always different, but always the same.
US 431? Is this the future?
No, Edward. It's what I said it was.
What, inside?
Yes, inside us all.
Hold on. Hold on. Matai Kashi. Matai Kashi.
What? What is this?
Matai Kashi.
It's Teosinte that he's holding, Edward. You must scatter it at my feet as the others will do. Here, on the pavement.
But...
Please, Edward, allow this to happen. It must happen.
Matai Kashi. Hold on. Matai Kashi.
That's it, Edward. Cast your Teosinte on the ground along with all the others.
Yes. There.
Jodu.
Ya.
Bashi.
Ya, Hega.
What to, Carol Verde? Is...
Hey. What are you doing? What are you doing, Bashi?
Do not interfere, Edward.
Oh, my God, they're holding you to the pavement. What does Hager have there?
Mistakes, Edward. Chipped from black obsidian, sharp as razors, they will slip right into the asphalt.
Carol, I really want to wake up now.
Thank you for being here.
They can't.
Remember your promise. Remember your dreams. Can't you feel the dreams working in you even now?
I've got to stop them. Got to stop this.
We have to eat, Edward.
No!
Help them, Edward.
What?
Remember when you smashed your pots? Remember how it felt?
I felt like an animal.
A human being. Finding a new way. Animals can never do that. Help them, Edward. This is the choice you have.
Help them do what?
Nail my arms and legs to the road. Crucify me.
But why?
Why? To bring the maze into being, of course.
The maze?
Civilization. Art, Edward. This is how it all began. This is the way it is renewed again. On this road, with these stakes. Here is my wrist. Do it, Edward!
Give me that damn rock, Hager.
Come die.
And the stake.
Come die.
Come on!
Do it. Remember your dreams so we can eat. So that everyone can eat and live and eat again.
So we can eat. 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 So we can eat. Okay. Oh, Carol!
It's all right, Edward. It's all right. Now you must let the others complete the ritual.
Sure do. Bashi! So anto! So anto, Carol Verde!
They're nailing you to the pavement, Carol. They are crucifying you to US 431. I can't believe I did this. I can't let them... No. Stop it! Bashi! No! Hager!
Not to! Not to Mangush!
Let her go!
Eiliga.
No, Edward! You must not stop this!
Eiligush! Not to!
Highway 431! This is crazy. It can't be happening. It's a dream.
You are part of the dream now, Edward. You'll be able to return here.
Return? I will never come back as long as I live.
Let this happen, Edward. No! Done. Thank God they're done with that hammering. That's...
Oh, it's the hamster.
Carol Verden, il est un chulindic. Matai caché. Carol Verden. Matai frame. Matai frame.
Matai frame. Matai frame.
Matai frame.
Come back. Come back here, you primitives, you... I'll pull out all the stakes. I'll pull out the stakes once they're gone.
No! Under no circumstances!
Carol.
I'm still alive, Edward. It takes time. So long. But you're here.
Carol, I don't want this. I don't want this topology to be inside me.
Corn doesn't reseed itself, you know. People have to plant it or it won't grow. Humans make maize. Every year we make it anew.
No, not like this.
Exactly like this. Gone. An end to feast and famine. Always feast. And famine. Civilization, Edward. It all depends. The blood sacrifice.
Maize comes from death.
A sudden, violent shock. This act. It has to be redone again and again inside all of us. Deep down. So that we can wake to consciousness.
I want to wake up now.
Just a little while longer. Stay with me.
I'm not going anywhere, Carol.
Edward. Oh, Edward. It hurts so. It always hurts so much.
Let me take them out. The stakes.
Oh, no, you know that you must not.
I'll stay here.
Until the end.
Until the stars come out if I have to.
It won't take so long as that, Edward.
Here, I brought you water. Water from the river, Carol. Ah, just a little now. Put on your lips to wet them.
So good. Thank you.
It isn't worth it. I can't believe this is what it takes.
You can rest now, Edward. And then you can wake up. Thank you. Companion.
No. No. No, not this way. Not this way. No. No. What have we done to get where we are? Where am I? What? US 431! Of course! US 431! are you? Where the hell's your body? Oh, my God. There isn't even any blood. No stakes. No holes in the bloody asphalt. No blood.
Oh. Hey there, friend.
Mister, have you seen? I mean, Carol Verdane. She was just...
What in the hell happened to you? You look like a tornado hit you. Good Lord, man.
But Carol, where is she, Nestor?
I heard she'd come down. I figured I'd give you two a couple of days alone together, and then I'd come on over and say hello. Didn't expect to find you wandering around here like a wet dog's been whipped.
Carol is, she's not here, Nestor.
Where did she go?
I don't know.
Where's your shirt, son? Chigger's gonna eat you up without a shirt, you know.
I guess I lost it.
Yeah. You lost something, all right. I better take you back to the cabin, don't you think? Come on, hop on in.
But I need to find her.
Get in the truck, Edward. You're not in any condition to be finding people right now.
I guess you're right.
You know I
am. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you just what happened to me, and then I want you to run me by my cabin for some clothes.
Why, are you going somewhere?
I think I might need to check myself in somewhere. To a hospital, I mean. I have those kinds of hospitals in Alabama, don't they?
Sure they do. Lots of them. All right, tell me what you have to tell me, and we can decide about that.
Must have left the kitchen door open. But I was sure. Oh, my God.
What? What's the matter?
It can't be. Oh, God, please let it be.
Hello, Edward. Good morning, Nestor. Would you two like some pancakes?
Oh, don't mind if I do.
But you were... How did you...
Oh, I decided to come out at the cave entrance instead of the highway so I could bring Nestor's canoe back. We left it on the other side of the lake, remember?
I guess you found my secret cave.
That we did, Nestor. That we did.
It wasn't a dream, Carol. Not this time.
No. Not merely a dream. Where's your shirt, for instance?
I wet it with water. Brought it to you. But
you left it on the other side. We only come back with things our body is in contact with.
What about the stakes, then?
I left them in the cave. I don't want those things around the house. Hand me that plate, would you, Nestor?
Surely.
Here you go. Let me start another one.
You sure are taking this in your stride, Nestor? Do you have anything to do with this ritual?
I'm a good Baptist, son. But there's a lot of sacrificing being done in the Bible. Not all of that's just pretty stories, I would imagine.
Well, then, what's it like to be dead, Carol?
It's very hard to explain. I'm just back here. Or wherever I left from.
And how do you feel now?
Like a new woman. I always feel like a new woman after that. Pancake?
Well, if you don't want it, son, I'm gonna take it. Good afternoon.
G'day, Nestor.
What you doing there, son?
I'm throwing a putt with your good clay. Finally getting a feel for this damn kick wheel, too.
Those other pots over there, yours? Them mighty pretty vessels.
I've been experimenting. Once I had some of that glaze, it wasn't hard to figure out how to make more.
Carol gone?
She went back to St. Louis last week.
You ever gonna see her again?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least once a year, I'm thinking. Or maybe more than that, we're going to take it slowly. Carol and I are civilized people, after all.
So, how's Alabama treating you?
Better than I ever thought it would.
You know, Dinah and I were talking. Well, why don't you stay on here through the fall? We hardly ever use the place now that the kids are all grown up.
Might like that, Nestor. I might like it a lot.
One thing, though. I kind of need that canoe back. Got me some fishing to do up to North Carolina. I sort of came down here to get it, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah. You sure now?
Oh, I've got one of my own now.
You do?
A black one. Just seems to appear whenever I need it.
I don't see no other canoe.
I guess I don't need it right now.
Whatever you say, son. Listen, if you don't mind, how about you showing me that